Whether you believe in the law of gravity or not, if you walk off the edge, you're going to go down. And I said, but wait a minute, I read a lot of these mystical, esoterical, spiritual books that says, if I believe, I can defy the law of gravity. And he goes, guess what? Maybe that's true. So let's see if it is or not. Show me somebody that will walk off this building and float. If you can't show me somebody, then maybe it isn't true. Or maybe it's true, but so far of a stretch for you to believe right now, who cares whether it's true or not? The fact is, 99.9% of the people will go down. Does this make sense? So let's just deal with the fact that 99.9% of the people, we'll even give a little bit of a breather for that one person that may exist on planet Earth. Although, you know, there's 5 billion people on the planet, and I don't know how many billions and billions and billions over the last couple hundred years have lived, but I don't know if there's no picture, there's no evidence, there's no recording of somebody walking off a building and floating in midair. We're not talking a magic trick here with a crane. We're talking about a real situation. So whether 100 years from now somebody will develop the belief power where they can do that, that's fine. But let's deal with our reality today. Look, you're 30, 40, 50 years old. What do you got, 40, 50, 60 years left here? You're not going to walk off the top of a building. And guess what? How is it going to benefit your life anyway? So let's just deal with the fact that this is a law of gravity. Whether you believe it or not, it's true. So let's just deal with these laws on how the body works, the mind works, and the brain works, and how the physical universe works as we know it today. Let's just deal with the accepted laws, let's call it that, so that you can create anything you want. Forget the theory. Let's just deal with the accepted reality. Because even dealing with accepted reality, you can create anything you want. You don't have to be so esoteric and mystical and meditate for 8 hours a day thinking that that's going to give you nirvana. And by the way, if you are listening to this, or if you're here today and you're thinking, I love meditating, I embrace that. I'm not downing meditating. I'm trying to make a point. Whatever you want to do is fine. Provided that you don't bitch and complain that you're not getting what you want when you use your technique instead of the proven technique. Does this make sense? I am not going to make souffle the way you said because I think you can do it this other way. Good. How come you can't make a souffle then? When me and all these other people are making souffles every 10 seconds, we're like, this is like a no-brainer. We make souffles. Why don't you just do what we're doing? We're making souffles. Why do you have to come up with this other theory that it's never been proven? You're going to die and never make it real. And even if you do, why are you going to struggle your whole life going down some other track? So let's just deal with the simple, basic fundamentals of how this works. Then we're going to do it. So you have a brain, and you potentially have a mind. Now, by the way, some of you already crashed on who you're going to listen to. See, some of you are already going, whoa, huh? See, some of you already shifted on who you're going to listen to. And you're thinking about, well, wait a minute. I'm a Christian. Is that going to be in conflict with my religious beliefs? Or I'm a Hindu, or I'm a Jew, or I'm an atheist. How is this going to conflict with that? Some of you are thinking about, wait a minute. I went to a so-and-so seminar, and he said this, which is different. So you're already, that's why we're going back to the basics, already now challenging who you're going to listen to. Some of you have crashed on teachability index. Your willingness to learn all of a sudden crashed and said, wait a minute. Some of you have crashed on willingness to accept change. But that's not how I think. That's not how I believe. If you continue to think like you've always thought, you'll continue to get what you've always got. If you want things in your life to change, you're going to have to change things in your life. Gabish? some of you are already shifted on the training balance scale. But you're talking about thinking. I need to know what to do. How am I going to do that? You're focusing on the part of the training balance scale which you don't need to focus on, because 99.9% of this is thoughts. You with me so far? That's why the basics are there. So you have a brain. You may or may not have a mind, but you have a brain. And you potentially have something outside the body. Whether it's called a field, an electromagnetic energy field, an aura, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't really matter. But you have a brain for sure. Thomas Edison, the guy who invented the light bulb, the guy who holds more patents than anybody else in history, although I think Tesla comes close. Thomas Edison is a genius. Albert Einstein, you know him, E equals MC squared, theory of relativity, sometimes referred to as the smartest man who ever lived. Both of these people said the same thing. They scientifically proved at the turn of the century that the brain is a transmitter and receiver of vibrational frequency. Thomas Edison is not an idiot. Albert Einstein is not a moron. These were geniuses. And at the turn of the century, they both concurred that every cell in the human body emits a different frequency. Every thing on planet Earth is made up of energy. Everything, whether it's a rock, an apple, a piece of wood, a plant, an inanimate object like a television, a carpet, everything on planet Earth emits a different frequency. A frequency is also called a vibration, and it's also called energy.